IVM. Jatin and Pooja are proud parents to Jaya and Aditi. As modern parents, they want their daughters to be financially knowledgeable and independent. With that priority, they once met me for a family financial discipline understanding. Now, I was just trying to understand the basics and asked Jaya and Aditi about their existing investments. Jaya immediately asked, "Priyanka aunty, as of now I just have basic savings. But what do you think? Should I buy SIP or should I buy mutual fund?" I was really amused by this question. Hence, today's SIP is all about understanding the basics of these two concepts. Welcome to A Sip of Finance podcast by Priyanka Acharya. I'm your host, Shanali, and this is a lady special podcast that will help you get better with your finances. Conceptualized by Priyanka Acharya, a financial consultant who simplifies a lot of financial jargon for you. She comes with 14 plus years of experience in this field and has helped many grow their money. So, you can now learn simple finance not just in English, but in 7 other languages. Let's get started. Jaya and Aditi live in a small town and yet are blessed with broad-minded parents. They have a very clear understanding that there must be equal opportunities for their daughters for career, life, and even finance. Jatin often feels that I somehow adjusted to my circumstances. But my daughters must never compromise on their aspirations. For that, Jaya and Aditi attend so many webinars, watch informative videos, and in fact, they also follow a Sip of Finance podcast. Now, they had a lot of information from all sources. Aditi said, "Auntie, we get very confused with technical stuff on the internet. When we tune into a Sip of Finance, our basics are getting cleared. But we need your help to build a complete structure and then consistently take action. I'm so glad that women in India are transforming. I wish every woman in India takes this step." And then a weird question popped out. Jaya said, "Priyanka aunty, should I buy SIP or should I buy mutual fund?" I was truly amused by this question and equally concerned about how we ignore basics in our run for returns. So just as we are exploring different instruments right from banking since past few episodes, let me tell you some basics. Some little things that truly matter in a mutual fund. Well, let me start with the most important. We always fear investing, and with mutual funds, there's a traditional myth that mutual fund is like that Ponzi scheme or chit fund where some unknown person gathers all the money and disappears. No, no, no. Mutual fund is a regulated instrument where SEBI, Securities Exchange Board of India, acts as the monitor, the regulator. Me and you can't just begin a mutual fund company overnight and shut it just like that. Let's understand how it works and why it came into existence. Suppose I need to go to a friend's party and I know the place because I have often visited there. I will just confidently go without any fear or doubt. But when the location is new, I need a GPS or some help to show me clear directions and manage my travel. Bus, the same happens here. If you're already a pro at investing in different instruments since a long time, or you have a clarity of this in the family, then you can very well manage to diversify your money. But when you need a direction towards parking your money allocated to multiple places, you need a GPS. And in mutual funds, that GPS is your fund manager. A mutual fund company would have various schemes launched with different combinations of places where the pooled money is parked. Always remember that it's not enough to just have invested in a mutual fund. Which scheme have you chosen matters. Today, I'm just introducing you to some very essential basics, and in the next episode, I will go through the different broad types you must know. Now, I was asking Jaya and Aditi how much do they know about mutual funds as of now. And Jaya said, oh yeah, I know. Mutual funds are subject to market risk. Please read the offer document carefully before investing. Aditi said, hey, why are you so complicating it? It's mutual funds sahi hai. I said, there's a lot more we need to know. Firstly, you can invest a lump sum amount or use an SIP mode. So Aditi, understand, it's not SIP or mutual fund. SIP is a way of investing in a mutual fund. It's a generic term. SIP stands for Systematic Investment Planning. Before deciding mutual fund investments, all of us must take these five little steps. Remember, no shortcuts here. Step 1. Visit AMFI and SEBI websites. AMFI is Association of Mutual Funds in India. You will find basic and relevant info here. Step 2. You may feel SEBI site has so many circulars, but SEBI has also designed few amazing handbooks on investor education that makes life much simpler. Don't forget to go through those. Step 3. Before investing, always check the fact sheet of a mutual fund scheme. It's like a dashboard which gives you all the necessary info. Check the risk, diversification, and basic details always. Step 4. As I said, investing in mutual funds is not the key thing. Which scheme you choose and align to your financial priorities is the core. Step 5. Do not get restless. Even a cake takes time to bake in an oven and you have to leave it undisturbed. Please identify your tentative duration and choose a scheme accordingly. And suppose if you invest for 8 years, do not start expecting results in 8 days or 8 months. Jatin and Pooja have already started these 5 steps along with their brilliant daughters Aditi and Jaya. Who are you waiting for? That's a wrap on this episode of A Sip of Finance podcast. We will see you in the coming week. Thank you for tuning in. If you found this podcast helpful, do give us a shout out on social media and tag us. It will help us empower more people. If you want to reach out to Priyanka, she is available on Instagram at PriyankaUAcharya and on LinkedIn as Priyanka Acharya. You can listen to this podcast on the IVM Podcasts app, website, or wherever you get your podcasts. Do follow us on social media. We are at IVM Podcasts on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. See you in the next episode. Thank you for listening to A Sip of Finance by Priyanka Acharya.